Millennial
Nostalgia Berry
Podcast with Herschel,
Jeffrey,
and Crunchy, and away we go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Millennial Nostalgia Berry Pie slash Podcast. And I would like to talk about, this is our introduction episode that we're introducing right now. And we'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. We'll tell you all about our podcasts before it airs.
Woohoo! So I want to talk about the name. The name of our podcast is the Millennial Nostalgia Berries. And that's who we are. We're three berries.
Berries.
Blueberry.
Raspberry.
Forgot. Cherry? Shit.
Strawberry.
Strawberry?
Yeah, I kind of forgot what you were.
I think I'm cherry.
Well, all you need to do is look at the thumbnail art and you'll see exactly who's which berry. Anyway, the origin of the name goes back to a South Park episode, the member berry episode. I think it was, what, one or two seasons ago?
It was the last 19, season. It was like the...
The newest one.
So in the episode, they're basically making fun of this tendency that has sort of taken over the way people talk about movies, the way people just sort of keep repeating over and over again the same things. In the episode, they talk a lot about Star Wars. Anyway, so I think what we're trying to do here is we are the Nostalgia Berries. So we're talking about things that we loved from our childhood. We're reminiscing. We're, you know, sort of mulling over the bittersweetness of nostalgia. But at the same time, it's more than just looking backward. It's also using nostalgia as a tool for catharsis. So thinking about who we are based on the memories that we share with our friends, using pop culture to serve as kind of like a framework. Because that's a common thing that the three of us share. We all love pop culture. And by talking about it, we can sort of talk about things like what our generation is, what it means. And that's another part of the name that's important. We're the Millennial Nostalgia Berries. And I actually was a little bit uncomfortable with labeling myself as a millennial. But talking with the other two members of the tripod here, we like to call ourselves that.
The tripod
Pongyos. We get a little Chinese flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Szechuan sauce.
A little Szechuan sauce. A little spice.
Szechuan.
A little heat. But, so the millennial generation is much maligned, let's be honest. A lot of people criticize it, and it gets a bad rap. And I think I probably fell into that sort of almost like a self-hating version of that.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. And what I've come to realize is you need to embrace that label, even though I guess I'm just sort of at the cusp, 1983, it's the beginning of the generation. But what I want to do with this podcast is talk about what it means to be a millennial. And doing that, I think, will come to some really interesting conversations.
Yeah, I agree with Herschel. And so the format we're going to have each week is one of us will bring in a video game, one of us will bring in a movie, and one of us will bring in an album that we enjoyed from our childhoods. And we will give a little background about it and how it shaped us as we grew up, kind of what it meant to the greater culture at the time, and how we feel it's shaped who we are now, and use that reflection piece.
Anyway, so I'd like to go and start off by introducing the most awkward member of the group. This is Jeffrey. Why is my name Jeffrey? Because everybody loves a Jeffrey.
Everybody does love a Jeffrey.
Everyone,
you're
going
to love this Jeffrey.
You're going to love it.
He's a real, barrel of laughs.
He's a real bitch. so I am... I like that. It's all right. So I'm half Filipino and Canadian. So I have a lot of jokes about Canada. Everyone knows that country.
Blame Canada.
Blame fucking Canada. I grew up in Minnesota, so not very far off. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from Canada. I am the resident nerd slash video game expert. I watch a lot of anime And masturbate with my own tears. So that's great.
That is the best way to do it. That's the best lubricant.
It's free.
I always find
free lubricant. And I'm it tastes. Salty. Dude, you know one time I accidentally came in my own eye. I had like a, such a
Jeffrey is a flexible man.
I had a, no, it's like I hadn't jerked off in a while. I'm just like, right in the eye. I'm like, what the fuck?
And that buildup is a killer, man. Yeah. Literally,
you don't masturbate for one day, and it's just
you go blind doing that shit.
Go blind, yeah. Going blind. Anyway, I'm gonna pass it off to Crunchy. On that note,
my name's Crunchy. I'm from Minnesota as well. I grew up right outside Minneapolis. My father is from Jamaica. My mother is from a small town in Minnesota. And being a biracial person, I feel like I bring a different perspective to our podcast. I grew up listening to a lot of hip-hop, still in love with a lot of hip-hop. I watch a lot of movies, and I think that's one of the things I'll bring to this podcast is I've watched a different variety of movies than I think my two friends over here. So kind of keep our perspective wide. And here, I'll pass it off to my Jewish friend.
Speaking of wide. Herschel.
Yeah, so Herschel here. Yeah, Jeffrey and Jeffrey and Crunchy are the Minnesota Alliance. Yes. So the third member here, I'm from New York, originally from Park Slope, Brooklyn. And also another thing that's I'll bring the perspective of I have a child and I'm married. And I think that's one thing that I'll be bringing up, thinking about my past and thinking about what it means to be a father and what I want to pass on to the next generation and sort of reflecting on my own childhood and using that as a way to, you know, inject some interesting thoughts into the conversation. Yeah, growing up in Brooklyn, I also loved listening to hip hop. I listened to other stuff too. I went through the skater phase like a lot of people did.
Jankos.
Janko jeans, yeah. Carhartts. But, and you know, me and my brother in the family room watching VHS movie tapes and, you know, playing Nintendo. Those are the things that...
Movie tapes.
I was thinking about how awkward it was and waiting for one of you to pounce on it.
Good movie tape.
Yeah, those fucking movie tapes are great.
Those are the best.
Well, as opposed to, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, movie tapes.
So, yeah, tapes. And actually another thing that's important is... we're living in Shanghai. We're recording straight from China. So I think that's another thing that's an interesting perspective we're going to bring. That we're expats, we're Americans, and I think something that it means to us, maybe it will mean to some of you too, this podcast is kind of a home away from home. Mm-hmm.
Memories of home.
So I know everyone's been dying to find out about how did we meet, right? It's wonderful.
It is.
A classic story. We worked at the same school.
And that, work brought us together.
Work brought us together. We by working to it together. Again, in China, it's you're an expat, so it's kind of you're on your own, but then you kind of find solace, I guess. You find a friendship and with other expats who are in the same situation as you.
Right.
You know, they're in a strange country with people speaking this crazy language. Who would ever speak Mandarin? No one speaks that in the entire world. It's not.
It's crazy anyone speaks.
It's crazy. Yeah. And so, you know, it's, we bonded together. We've had a couple beers, some laughs, a good snuggle. Here and there.
Gotta have a good snuggle.
Gotta have a good snuggle. A
couple of circle jerks.
A couple of circle jerks. Yeah. Just a few. Dutch, double Dutch rudders. Triple Dutch rudder.
But they wouldn't be circles, actually. They'd be triangle jerks.
Triangle
jerks. Right?
Depends on how we stand.
Good point.
Yeah.
We could do, like, you know those ballerina, like, synchronized swimming? We go in and go out and go in and go out.
That would work.
Three-point star out to a circle.
A three-point star circle jerk. Really good stuff.
How about a Star of David circle jerk? Two concentric triangles? Okay, all right.
Love it.
Come on, this is just the intro. Let's let's save some for the first episode.
So, yeah, that's how we met circle jerks. It's a long story short.
Long story short.
It's Star of David circle jerks.
Oh my God.
God, that's someone's going to hell somewhere. Anyway,
no,
but
the good thing is Jews, we don't believe in hell. Oh, okay. So it's all good.
It's all right. The listeners are, though. You're going to hell. Turn it off.
Join us.
Follow us there.
Follow us. But so as far as our goals are concerned,
So we've kind of mentioned this before, talking about the format and our how we got our name. But we're going to – this podcast for us is a way for us to reflect upon the experiences that we've had throughout our lives and using pop culture as an avenue to explore those memories and situations that we grew up upon. And hopefully the listeners as well, I think, we're looking for them to also engage in that, have their own self-reflection about how the things they grew up consuming affected their views on the world right now. And also, I think, as Herschel kind of alluded to before, we want to kind of give the word millennial a different name, kind of reflect on what it is to be a millennial. And because we did grow up in a very crazy time, especially when you look at the way pop culture, the way people consumed pop culture changed so much in our childhoods to where we are today. It gives us a unique perspective on technology and its greater effects on society. And also, again, the greater culture, how culture changes rapidly in the time we're in. So, you know, our goal is to and also have fun.
Well, I think you can tell that we're just sort of wet blankets. We don't make jokes. We're kind of just dry.
Yeah, it's gonna be really boring.
Yeah. Hate fun.
Yeah, we hate fun. That's one thing you need to know about us.
Yeah,
hate it.
Fuck that shit. And
I was gonna say on that note.
On that note, we hope you enjoy our podcast. In the future, we'll be releasing every week from now until you're dead.
Yeah. Or we're dead, whichever.
Or we're
first.
Dead.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I like to think that we'll all be cyborgs living in an infinite virtual space in perpetuity, creating podcasts.
It's probably the first time I've ever agreed with you.
Yeah.
Jerking each other off.
Definitely. There's a lot of penis jokes.
Wait until I can jerk off in a fucking Matrix style arena.
To be fair, you should cherish this moment because this is a very harmonious.
Yeah.
Time.
Hey, do you think if you masturbated in the Matrix, you could just keep on masturbating forever?
Yeah, like if you're masturbating in the Matrix, like, because that doesn't even make sense. Why wouldn't you just have sex with a girl? But masturbating just seems more fun.
Yeah.
It's the coolest story.
Forever. And you can wear a black coat with guns. All right.
Because it's like weird if you fuck like an imaginary girl, but if you just jack off, it's like cool. You can jack off in interesting places. It'd be awesome.
You could have an infinite amount of sperm is what I'm saying. Because
you could jack off forever without rubbing your dick to shreds.
Or getting all your clothes messy.
God, that sounds awesome. So anyway, self-reflection and masturbation.
Mm. Yeah.
Go hand in hand.
Nice.
All right, on that note, please join us every week for Nostalgia Berry Podcast.
Bye.